Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I'd like now to turn the conference over to our host, Chair Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dan. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome, everybody, to the June 3rd, 2021 regular meeting. Open meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We've done so more than a time or two during these past months, and we don't know whether the meeting in 2 weeks' time will be an in-person meeting or whether we will continue with teleconference. I find under Section 7C2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's May 28, 2021 disaster proclamation, the subsequent executive orders, and Public Act 101-640, which was effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public can listen to the whole of the meeting, and if they are so inclined, speak during the public remarks portion of the program. Dan already mentioned that we are being recorded, and I just want to clarify that we're doing that in order to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to make sure that any public remarks that are given this morning are documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. Thank you. We have four board members. We have a quorum. We can proceed with the meeting. No announcements today. Move right into public comments. This is the part of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator is Dan, and Dan, if you would come on the line at this time and let people know how they can log a request to make a comment.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question or comment, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And one moment for our first question.
Any comments? Anybody in the queue, Dan?
There is no one in the queue. Again, if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, please press 1 and then 0.
Okay, let's give them another 30 seconds.
Again, if you'd like to make a question or comment, please press 1 and then 0.
Okay, looks like there are no comments, so we'll move on to approval of the minutes. We have the May 20th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Polyvos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved. And now on to today's agenda. No rulemakings. So our first item is adjusted standards. The first one, AS21-1, is mine. On May 11, 2021, Midwest Generation filed a petition for an adjusted standard from Part 845 of the Board's regulations concerning the disposal of coal combustion residuals in surface impoundments. They'd like adjusted standards for 3 ponds at the Joliet 29 station in Will County. The ponds are known as Pond 1, Pond 2 and Pond 3. For Ponds 1 and 3, Midwest petitions for an adjusted standard that would remove both ponds from the requirements of Part 845. For Pond 2, Midwest seeks an adjusted standard that would allow it to retain its existing liner. Midwest published notice of its petition in the Joliet Herald News on May 17, 2021. Also, Midwest requests that the board holds a hearing in the matter. Additionally, Illinois IEPA filed an unopposed motion for a 90-day extension of time to file its response that would mean till September 3, 2021. This order finds that the notice and petition meet the requirements of Section 28.1 of the Act and Section 104.408 of the Board's procedural rules and accepts the petition for adjusted standard. The Board also grants the unopposed motion for extension of time. I move the adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Our next adjusted standard is AS21-2. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On May 11th of 2021, Midwest Generation LLC filed a petition seeking an adjusted standard from Part 845 of the Board's regulations regarding the Illinois standards for disposal of coal combustion residuals and surface impoundments for four basins located at its Powerton Station in Pekin, Tazewell County. Midwest Gen timely filed a certificate of publication of notice on May 19, 2021, the petition was published in Pekin Daily Times on May 15th of 2021. Also on May 21st, 2021, the Illinois EPA moved for a 60-day extension of its time to respond and provide a recommendation to and including August 24th of 2021. Midwest Gen has not objected to this request. This order finds that the notice and petition meet the requirements of Section 28.1 of the Act and Section 104.408 of the Board's procedural rules and accepts the petition for adjusted standard. This order also grants Illinois EPA's motion for an extension of time. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next adjusted standard is AS21-3, mine. On May 11, 2021, Midwest Gen filed a petition for an adjusted standard from Part 845 of the Board's regulations concerning the disposal of coal combustion residuals and surface impoundments. Midwest Gen seeks adjusted standards for areas at its Waukegan Station in Lake County. The areas are known as the East Pond and the grassy area. For the grassy field, Midwest petitions for an adjusted standard that would find Part 845 inapplicable to that location. For the East Pond, Midwest petitions for an adjusted standard that it will allow it to continue using the existing liner. Midwest published notice of its petition in the Lake County Herald and Reflejos on May 14, 2021. Also, Midwest requests that the board hold a hearing in this matter. In addition, Illinois EPA filed an unopposed motion for a 60-day extension of time to file its response. That would bring us to August 24, 2021. This order finds that the notice and petition meet the requirements of Section 28.1 of the Act and Section 104.408 of the Board's procedural rules and accepts the petition for adjusted standard. The Board also grants the unopposed motion from IEPA for extension of time. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity strikes. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next adjusted standard is AS21-4, Member Polyvos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On May 11, 2021, Illinois Power filed a petition for an adjusted standard for its gypsum management facility recycle pond. IEPA filed an unopposed motion for a 90-day extension to file its response. The board grants the motion and extends the deadline to September 23, 2021. Illinois Power filed a certificate of publication on June 2, 2021. Notice of filing was published in the Daily Ledger on May 25, 2021. This draft order finds that the notice and petition meet the requirements of the Act and board regulations and accepts the petition for adjusted standard. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next adjusted standard is AS21-5, Member Santos, but my understanding is that some paperwork is not yet available, not quite filed, and so we will hold this to the next meeting. Is that your understanding too, Member Santos?
Yes, the required certification of publication was not received yet, so we have to hold it.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. And then the next adjusted standard, AS21-6, Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On May 11, 2021, Southern Illinois Power Cooperative filed a petition for an adjusted standard from Part 845 standards for the disposal of coal combustion residuals and surface impoundments. Specifically, SIPC asks that the board issue a finding of inapplicability concerning current and former ponds at its Marion Generation Station in Williamson County. In the alternative, SIPC requests an adjusted standard so that the requirements of Part 845 do not apply to specified areas. Notice of filing was published in the Marion Republic on May 19, 2021, and SIPC timely filed a certificate of publication of notice on May 27, 2021. This order finds that the notice and petition meet the requirements of the Act and Board's procedural rules and accepts the petition for adjusted standard. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And the next adjusted standard is AS21-7, Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, Ameren Energy Medina Valley Cogen, LLC, filed a petition seeking regulatory relief for Hudsonville D, one of two coal combustion residual surface impoundments located at Ameren's inactive Hudsonville Power Station in Crawford County. Ameren seeks an adjusted standard in order to manage post-closure care of Hudsonville D in accordance with existing board regulations, specifically Part 840. A site-specific regulation adopted by the board in Rule 09-21. Ameren timely filed a certificate of publication of notice on May 26, 2021, that the petition was published in the Robinson Daily News on May 22nd of 2021. On May 21st of 2021, Illinois EPA moved for a 90-day extension of its time to respond and provide a recommendation to and including September 23rd of 2021. Ameren has not objected to this request. This order finds that the notice and petition meet the requirements of Section 28.1 of the Act and Section 104.408 of the Board's procedural rules and accepts the petition for adjusted standard. This order grants Illinois EPA's motion for an extension of time as well. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And our final adjusted standard is AS21-8. Member Santos.
Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, Ameren filed this petition for an adjusted standard from the board's recently adopted coal ash rules for its Maradosia Power Station in Morgan County. On May 26th, Ameren timely filed a certificate that it had published notice on May 19th. Also, the Illinois EPA filed a motion to extend the deadline to file its recommendation on the petition. The Illinois EPA reports that Ameren does not object. I move the draft order, which accepts the petition for hearing and grants the motion to extend the Illinois EPA's deadline.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Unanimity strikes again. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. Now we move into administrative citations. The only one we have on the agenda today is AC21-5. Member Santos.
Thank you. On April 5th of 2021, LaSalle County timely filed this citation alleging that Robert Durbin violated sections 21P1, P2, P3, and P7 of the Act. To contest the citation, he was required to file a petition for review by May 20th. The board did not receive a petition, and I move the draft order finding that he committed the alleged violation and assessing the statutory penalty of $6,000.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Our first adjudicatory case is PCB 21-43, a proposal for settlement. Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On April 1st, 2021, the board directed Corman to file an amended complaint by May 3rd, 2021. Corman did not file an amended complaint by May 3rd, 2021. Therefore, this draft order dismisses this case and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Before I do that, do you guys have PCB 20-62 on your agenda?
20-62
for Member Polyvos.
My first one is 2143 and then 2162, and that's Santos.
Oh, I have 2062 on my agenda.
Okay. I do as well.
All right. An error in strike. Was it a striver's error in that? So if you would like to go back, Madam Chairman, after
okay.
this.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. So it's 2162. Is that what number is the one we missed? Sorry?
It's going to be 2062, but I guess we can take the vote for 2143 and go back to 20-62.
Okay, and 2062 was what, an administrative citation, or was it an adjudicatory case?
It was an adjudicatory case.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So have we finished voting on 2143? Or do you want to call the roll again? Why don't you call the roll again, Don?
I just described 20-62, so should I go into the description for 21-43?
Okay. No, let's vote on 2062 since that's the one you described.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to Member Polyvos, do you want to just restate the order that you are suggesting that we adopt?
Sure. This draft order dismisses this case and closes the docket, so I move the draft order for PCB 20-62.
Seconded by Member Santos. No discussion. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And then we have PCB 21-43, a proposed settlement. Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On December 18, 2020, the people filed a two-count complaint against Dennis Mooney concerning Mooney's excavation trucking business located in Madison County. On April 1, 2021, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. The board provided notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief in the Edwardsville Intelligencer on April 17, 2021. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. Under the proposed settlement, Mooney admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $7,250. This order accepts the party stipulation and settlement. I move this draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Unanimity once again for voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-62, a request for a 90-day extension. Member Santos.
Thank you. On March 4th of 2021, the board granted the party's request and extended the deadline to file a petition for review in the underground storage tank appeal to May 21st. The board did not receive a petition, and I move the draft order that dismisses the case and closes the docket.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 21-77, a citizen complaint, and it is mine. On March 17th of this year, Mr. Michael J. Corman filed a pro se citizen complaint against Medline Industries Incorporated. He alleged that Medline was violating provisions of its NPDES permit, specifically that Medline had failed to provide to him copies of any inspection forms or reports involving its construction site at Allegheny Road and Peterson Road in Grays Lake, Lake County. Medline filed a motion to dismiss with prejudice. Mr. Corman did not respond to the motion to dismiss. This order grants Medline's motion to dismiss and dismisses the complaint and closes the docket, finding that Mr. Corman has not pled a cause of action for which the board can grant relief. However, the board does not dismiss the matter with prejudice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-85, a tax certification. Member Santos.
Thank you. On March 26th of 2021, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation that the board deny Raccoon Creek Farms' request for certification of specified facilities as a pollution control facility. To contest that recommendation, Raccoon Creek Farms was required to file a petition for review within 35 days after being served with the Illinois EPA's recommendation. The board has not received a petition for review. Based on the Illinois EPA's recommendation, the application for certification, and the board's technical review, I move the draft order denying certification of Raccoon Creek Farms' specified facilities as pollution control facilities.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And the next item, PCB 21-111, another tax certification, Member Santos.
On May 2nd of 2021, the Illinois EPA recommended that the board certify specified facilities of Race Floods as pollution control facilities. Based on the application, the Illinois EPA's recommendation, and the board's own technical review, I move the draft order, which certifies specified facilities as pollution control facilities.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity, four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And our final item is PCB 21-112, a petition for review. Member Santos.
Thank you once again. On May 25th of 2021, Brandis Aircraft filed this petition asking the board to review the Illinois EPA's determination to deny a certificate of closure under the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act for its aircraft repainting facility in Christian County. I move the draft order accepting the petition for hearing.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. I have nothing else on my agenda. I think we're ready, Member Polyvos, for you to present a motion to adjourn, seconded by Member Santos. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So four voting yes, the ayes have it. The motion is approved and the meeting is adjourned. With many thanks to all of you participants and listeners, auditors, and staff for your participation today. So many thanks, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, either in person or by teleconference. It is yet to be determined. Many thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T teleconferencing service. You may now disconnect.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much.